Hello everyone, I'm James.
And I'm Jaden.
And welcome to Pacific Sound Radio. Before we launch into our next episode, we want to introduce you to our new co-host, Travis Noel.
Hey, I'm Travis. Happy to be here.
Travis is going to be joining us going forward, and we're super excited to have him on the show.
Thanks, James.
So, you have experience in radio. How did you get your start?
Oh, yeah, well, I went to radio school at BCIT. And I had some experiences with the radio station there and on campus and a couple internships up north.
Nice. Super, super cool.
Now, since this is your first episode, Travis, why don't you let our listeners know what we're going to be talking about today?
Sure thing, James. This is our Best of 2017 episode, where we talk about our top favorite albums of the year. Each of us is going to share our two favorite local albums, our two favorite Canadian albums, and one release from an international artist.
We'll also be listing our favorite tracks, and you can check them out now on our Spotify playlist, which you can find on our website and social media streams.
Also, stick around until the end of the episode, as we've got some exciting news regarding the future of Pacific Sound Radio.
Welcome to Episode 5.
Ladies and gentlemen,
Columbia.
You're listening to Pacific Sound Radio.
Alright, so my first local pick is A Million Miles by the Boom Booms. So these guys are a decade into their careers. They're an alt-soul R&B unit, and they've put out probably their strongest record to date with this one.
Describe their sound. What makes this record the best overall?
Well, I'd say that in comparison to their first two releases may have been a little bit too referential at points, a little too influence heavy, whereas I find with A Million Miles, it's a really slick modern R&B record that I'd say really kind of fits in well with the current sound led by acts such as Khalid, Anderson .Paak, and Frank Ocean, among many, many others. Modern R&B is kind of going through a renaissance right now. The band has great chemistry throughout. Keyboardist Sean Ross and guitarist Tom Van Derusen really shine. I really like vocalist Aaron Ross. He delivers a really standout performance. He sounds world-weary, yet strong enough to keep fighting on specific tracks. The record also features easily my favorite album cover of the year, worth a Google search. So all around, it's a very worthwhile record to check out if you're in the mood for some well-crafted R&B.
Alright, so what are your top tracks off the album?
My top tracks are Other Side, All Day and All Night, and Lord, I'm Ready.
Nice. Great choices. Definitely check them out. Number two.
So my next one is my first Canadian record. This is the second record by Always, called Antisocialites. I fell in love with this band after hearing the song Archie Marry Me for the first time and really got into their debut album when it came out 2 or 3 years ago. This indie pop act from Toronto builds upon what made their debut so memorable and engaging by really doubling down on lush keys, spacey yet hooky guitar work, and really catchy melodies.
So, this being a favorite of mine too, their debut and this new release, have you felt that the band has truly expanded at all with this, in contrast to their first record?
I'd say they've expanded, but also kind of refined a few elements. One key thing that really caught my attention while listening to the record was that the band gives vocalist Molly Rankin room to truly blossom as a singer on this record, as her vocals are not only much more defined in the mix, but she sounds a lot more like self-assured and confident throughout, and it really shows. Overall, Antisocialites is like a really fun, breezy blend of a bunch of different cool elements like dream pop, surf rock, and shoegaze that truly bucks that dreaded sophomore slump that a lot of buzz bands are always worried about when they come out of the gates flying.
Right, absolutely. And what are some of your favorite tracks?
My favorite tracks are Plimsoll Punks, In Undertow, and Dreams Tonight.
Those are some good songs.
Yeah, mm-hmm. they're all great, all worth checking out.
So, you've got another local act here, which may not be on some people's radar. Why don't you tell us a little bit about them?
Yeah, this one's really kind of an outlier, because out of the three of us, I'm the only one who listens to the heavier stuff, the metal.
The metal.
The metal.
The, I've heard of this metal.
Yeah, the loud, angry guitar stuff.
Please tell us more about this localized metal.
So my next local pick is Ninja Spy's long-awaited third record, Spooken, because I think that's how it's pronounced with an umlaut. So I didn't get a chance to listen to that much metal this year, even though I do like the genre. But this third album by Abbotsford Zone, Ninja Spy, blew the brains out of my ears, quite literally. This band has a pretty established experimental sound, but it's a cool blend of ska, prog metal, and fusion that makes this record a real roller coaster of a listening experience.
Can we just talk about the album cover for a second?
Oh, yeah, so... Yeah.
I thought it was a lobster for the first, like, 20 times I saw it, and there's no lobster.
No, yeah, so this is also worth a Google search. Not nearly as attractive as... or
maybe not as colorful or as enticing as...
as A Million Miles Boom Boom's album cover, but to describe it, it's a screaming lady with a what looks like a tree coming out of her mouth. It's fairly graphic and weird, but
it's not a lobster.
It's not a lobster, no.
No.
No, it looks like some sort of tree thing, but I guess it fits.
It's a weird one. It definitely fits the style, I think, of the record overall.
Yeah.
Definitely.
And on that, the record's also really, really well produced. It was helmed in part by the prolific Garth Richardson, who's worked with all sorts of different bands, including Biffy Clyro, Rage Against the Machine, and the Melvins. Ninja Spy really fire on all cylinders with this record. They really pummel listeners to the sound akin to what I like to describe as the Dillinger Escape Plan, System of a Down, and Devin Townsend having the weirdest and most violent orgy ever.
It's an interesting description. What are some of your favorite tracks off the record?
My favorite tracks are Speak, Brother Man, and What. If you're really interested in checking this one out, I'd recommend starting with Speak. They actually have a really, really nifty music video on the YouTubes available for that one.
Also, you can check it out on our new playlist that
That's
we just
true.
Released.
That's true, yeah.
What else you got, James?
So my next one is my other favorite Canadian album. This is the third and latest record from Death From Above called Outrage Is Now. So this record sees the Toronto-based hard rock drum and bass duo really experiment and take some chances with their firmly established dance punk sound. The band runs the gamut of like towering 70s sludge on the opening cut Nomad to piano-driven pop rock on their lead single Freeze Me, which is also on our Spotify playlist. To the confrontational noise rock of Never Swim Alone at a really relentless pace. I like how tightly knit and concise the record is.
All right, so how would you say it compares to some of their older stuff?
Well, I mean, the band's only put out three records so far, and there was about a 10-year gap between their debut, You're a Woman, I'm a Machine. They put out that debut, tons of people loved it. But they broke up, and then they got back together with their second record. So this is their first, like, true follow-up in a very short period of time, as opposed to the gap between the first two records. It doesn't have the same sort of impact as their debut, but the band really benefits from having, like, cleaner production. But they've still got the really raw sound, and they're still not afraid to sound really in your face.
Mm-hmm.
To me, the record proves that the band has plenty of gas left in the tank, and it isn't just a reunion for the acclaim or the money.
All right, so what tracks would you recommend?
Well, I mentioned two of them, but I'll repeat them. My key tracks are Never Swim Alone, Freeze Me, and Statues.
Sweet.
All great tracks, and pretty good record, too. I really like this one as well. Now, finally, for your international release, what was your top pick for 2017?
So, listened to a lot of different records, but I had to go with the one that I found myself returning to very frequently just because I found it to be so fun and such an enjoyable listen. That would be Guppy by Charlie Bliss. This Brooklyn-based quartet have crafted a charming, catchy, and thoroughly enjoyable album of power pop perfection.
I noticed some interesting vocals on this record and some of the songs that you recommended as well. Tell us a little bit about it.
Yeah, so Eva Hendrix, the vocalist and one of the guitarists, she has like kind of a childlike tone, I guess, to her voice, but it really makes her slice of life lyrics and the really radio ready hooks that much more, I don't know, charming, I suppose. Kind of more, it sticks with you more because of how.
It's kind of like a unique vocal sound. Kind of almost, it doesn't remind me at all of Dallas Green from City and Color, but it's that, you know, you can recognize that voice right away.
Recognizable is a good way to put it, yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
She does not sound like Dallas Green at
all. No, not at all. No, yeah. But definitely recognizable. Yeah.
A little bit.
Yeah.
A little bit yeah. of Dallas Green.
It's a hint. So,
Dallas Green was 13 and female.
Sure.
She does actually sound really young, but I think she's like in 20s
yeah. or something like that. So what are your favorites?
My favorite tracks, and this is really hard to pick because the album's just so good in my opinion, but I'd say Glitter, Black Hole, and DQ are my favorites.
Nice.
But there's tons of other ones that are just listen to the album, it's worth it.
Definitely. Mm-hmm. Highly recommend as well.
So moving on to you, Jaden. What's your first pick?
All right, so my first pick for one of my favorite local records is Louise Burns' Young Mopes. I was pretty surprised. I hadn't heard much of Louise Burns' stuff from before, and then recently was turned on to this record here. In case you don't know, Louise Burns actually used to be part of the popular pop group Lilix back in the day.
I did not know that.
Yeah, and then has since made a name for herself in Vancouver here, which is pretty exciting.
Is it bad that I haven't heard of Lilix?
A little bit. It's your time. Your prime time of youth pop
music. Are they on the internet?
They're definitely on the internet.
Okay.
Check it out.
So.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think they actually got signed to Madonna's label back in the day.
Mm.
But yeah, since then, Louise Burns has made a name for herself in the local Vancouver scene here, doing something very, very different. For this new record, Young Mopes, honestly, it gives you a little bit of everything. Gives you, you know.
It's a grab bag?
Yeah. I think if you're looking for that summery introspective mix that kind of straddles that line between alternative rock, folk country, even get a little bit of 80s influence in there as well. It was actually co-produced by Colin Stewart. He's known for Dan Mangan, Black Mountain, has actually worked with some guests that have already been on the show as well, Douse. He also produced their record too. The production on this record is fantastic. Honestly, there's a great solid mix of instruments, nicely polished, but not being too over the top. It almost kind of reminds me of Feist a little bit, where there's some really cool production elements going on there as well.
Like the new Feist record?
The new one, yeah. That one I find is a lot more complex compared to this one, but definitely it feels a little Feist-inspired.
Now, you actually did some research and you found out that there's a cool story attached to the album name, or the album title.
Rather. Yeah, so I was kind of going through a few notes and stuff and came across this. The kind of inspiration, I guess, from Louise Burns and, you know, why she named this record Young Mopes. And it actually comes from an older, I think, review from Globe and Mail. They describe Burns's sound on one of her earlier records and called her basically a young mope. So she told Stereo Gum in an interview this year that it seemed to actually just fit with this record, and it seemed right.
Now, is it a mopey record, or is it a more upbeat record? You described it as summery, so...
Lyrically, I think it is a lot more kind of introspective and a little mopeier. And her vocals, I think, kind of lend herself to that softer kind of style. But with that, too, I think there's really a nice mix of a couple of up-tempo songs. But honestly, a really good record. You could throw it on at the end of a summery day. Or you could probably get away with it, you know, as a fall pick.
Or in the dead of winter.
In the dead of winter.
Recording it right now.
Exactly, yeah.
This. And so what are your favorite tracks on the album?
I've got a few here. I mean, Dig is really great. It's really quite, I would say, probably one of the most energetic songs on the record. Strange Weather, and then also Downtown Lights, which basically ends or concludes the record. And that's actually a cover. Louise Burns actually pays tribute to an 80s band by the name of Blue Nile that were fairly popular in Scotland back in the day. So check those out. definitely worth adding this to your playlist.
Cool. Are you a big fan of Blue Nile?
I haven't actually dug deep into Blue Nile.
You know that 80s Scottish
thing. Is there a just pun alarm that we can sound?
Yeah, exactly, right?
Woo!
We need to add sound effects to this show.
Do we?
Absolutely, we do.
No.
Let's get that toilet flush.
I don't know about that.
Just make it the most cringe-worthy podcast of all time.
I don't know about that.
Yeah, I don't know about that. So that's number one on the local list.
All right. What else you got, Jaden?
What else do I got?
What else do you got?
I got my number one pick for Canadian record, New Pornographers, Whiteout Conditions. A fun record, honestly. AC Newman's latest effort with the New Pornographers. Kind of think they could be considered one of Canada's most recognizable bands just from the amount of stuff they've put out. And, I mean, this one here really brings out a rhythm-heavy set of songs and tracks that, you know, also have that 80s-inspired synth backing. And it's something that actually AC Newman calls bubblegum krautrock, which is a little strange. So definitely worth checking out. I would have to say I do really enjoy this compared to a couple of the older or more recently older records from the New Pornographers. This one's a lot more complex, like I said, rhythm heavy as well. What seems to have kind of led to this more complex, a little bit of an extension of their past simpler songs is the lacking of Dan Bejar, or Behar, who is a big singer and songwriter. He's also known for his act Destroyer. And they also lack their original drummer, Kurt Dow. So with this, it has really led or allowed AC Newman to kind of grow and jump into different directions, try some different things out, and really start to complicate things, but in a really nice way as well.
Any tracks that stood out to you at all?
I gotta say, High Ticket Attractions, which I believe was their lead single off the record, that's a nice, that's a fun one, and that really, I think, puts an emphasis on the 80s-inspired, up-tempo type sound that encompasses a lot of this record. Avalanche Alley is another great one as well, and the title track, Whiteout Conditions, too, is really kind of brings in a lot more of that classic New Pornographers type sound, while also making it, you know, still new and exciting and something just a little bit different. So if you're, you know, an old listener and have listened to every record since they first started releasing this stuff, or even a new listener, there's a lot of tracks on here that really bring you in and allow you to enjoy a nice up-tempo record.
How long have they been active? Do you know?
They've been around
at least a year, right?
At least a year.
Yeah, they're the New Pornographers.
Right. Yeah, when do they get
old? When are you an old pornographer? When do they enter the
Ask Ron Jeremy.
Yeah, the Ron Jeremy phase of their career.
That's a good question.
Years active.
Yeah, they started in 1997.
Oh wow,
That's when you were born, right, Jaden?
Yeah. I'm actually only 15 years old.
Oh yeah.
Wow.
Figured I'd get ahead of the scene while I still can. So yeah, I mean they've really done a ton of records over the past it's been, what, 20 years since they first kind of formed, and they have no sign of slowing down, especially after this last record. And I mean, 2010s together, great record, upbeat, definitely something to bring back that energy after you listen to something a little bit slower. And that's why it's on my top picks.
Cool.
If you had to pick another album this year,
another local pick. Holy smokes. I'd have to go with The Face of Local Nostalgia and Dad Rock in Vancouver.
Who are they?
So, Peach Pit, being so normal, their debut record is absolutely fantastic. I mean, they take you into that Dad Rock stronghold. So this record takes you back to time between adolescence and early adulthood. Despite the theme, though, I gotta say there's true maturity that comes with this debut record. I mean, it sounds like they've been playing for, you know, a few years when really they actually just started early last year.
I actually read something about that in Beatroot. They had them on the cover this year, and apparently the band made a point of rehearsing extensively for a full year before they played their first show. The entire intent of being as good as they possibly could be when they were even just starting.
Right, totally. And I mean, even with our old band too, I think it took us probably a good like 3 to 6 months to start actually playing shows.
Didn't hit our stride until it was almost done, but yeah, you know.
Yeah, and that's something you definitely got to admire with the band here. And I mean, all of them are super, super talented as well. Also, great producers, Harley Small, Daniel Klenner as well. And Peach Pit also was part of the production process there too. So the record kicks off with their lead single, Drop the Guillotine. This one's about lead vocalist Neil Smith recounting the times his high school best friend, apparently, was consistently swooping in and stole away any new crush he had. So kind of a heartbreaking song, but lends itself to an energetic start right off the bat. Great music video as well. Highly recommend you check out all of their videos too. As you kind of listen more through the record, you do get that consistent and cohesive sound overall. Things go down a little bit towards the end of the record, where one of my other favorites, Tommy's Party, ends things off, which showcases actually a conversation between lead singer Neil Smith and his friend Tommy, but from Tommy's perspective. Definitely check those two out. Drop the Guillotine, Tommy's Party, and one other favorite I have, Being So Normal. That one's another great track, and honestly, one of Vancouver's latest and greatest.
Cool. So if we can go back a little bit.
Yeah.
Dad rock. What do you mean?
Yeah, that's really interesting question. Dad rock. We actually had some of our first guests talk a lot about this.
I can actually provide a brief description of that. So classic rock is defined as, and classic rock influenced bands are into the more like the riff heavy, like the heavier rock sort of stuff. So we're talking Zeppelin, we're talking Sabbath, we're talking Aerosmith, we're talking the Stones, we're talking like really the rough and tumble like rock star.
The AC/DC.
So the AC/DCs, the Motorheads, this real swashbuckling, hard drinking, skirt chasing stuff. If a band's into dad rock, they're into kind of the post-70s bands, or you know, sometimes it's guys that were in bands in the 70s that decided to go in a more like streamlined pop direction. So Paul McCartney comes to mind, Steely Dan, kind of there's some crossover with yacht rock as well. So people who are into like Kenny Loggins and Michael McDonald.
Right.
So it's a lot more focused on really jazzy guitar work, not really heavy on the distortion, a lot more about smooth pop hooks.
Yeah, it's, think of it as the songs that you grew up hating, that you now kind of love
in a totally unironic way.
Absolutely, yeah. So, okay. So I mean, for an even better description, I would check out our first episode with Wind Up Birds, who have been, I think, pretty closely labeled alongside that genre as well.
I'd say also just for even a quick reference as to like who a lot of these dad rock bands are influenced by, I'd say just slap on Mac DeMarco, and then you'll have a fairly good idea of what dad rock sounds like.
Yes, totally.
That being said, though, Peach Pit are great, and they don't just sound like Mac DeMarco clones.
Yeah, their own classic sound, their new record, Being So Normal, absolutely amazing. Go check it out.
All right, so if we could just move this conversation along, what's next?
What's next? All right, so this one is my out of left field kind of pick. I'm not a huge R&B fan, but this record actually in particular was really, really well done. So Daniel Caesar's debut record, Freudian, he's a Toronto-based artist. He has brought a lot of actual like gospel-inspired / R&B stylings to his first record here. It's really quite an intimate record, I have to say. So when you're feeling the feels on a winter's day, you know, throw this record on, both simple and intimate. There's a few quirky production techniques on this one. One track, Hold Me Down, which is one of my key tracks to check out here, features a little snippet of a conversation that he's having with, I believe, a girlfriend or lover at the time. Reflects a lot on the theme of relationships and love and breakups and everything like that. Truly an emotional record for sure. I gotta say, though, in contrast to the new Pornographer's pick, which I mentioned a couple picks earlier, this one really gets very simple. And it's actually really refreshing in a way. You're not getting something thrown at you every four bars or, you know, every 3 seconds where it becomes a little bit too much. With this one here, the songwriting is just very straightforward and simple, with some really nicely done harmonies that lend itself to just very simple and intimate songwriting overall.
Nice.
Key tracks, Take Me Away, featuring Sid, and then also We Find Love. And as I mentioned earlier, Hold Me Down. So, potentially this year's most overplayed artist?
One of the most overplayed songs by an artist.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. The hit single, Feel It Still. The album's called Woodstock. Portugal the Man, this is an amazing record. They bring something that's truly diverse and filled with a lot of classic influences that have since been inventively modernized. Some of their alt-pop focus hits like Live in the Moment, to some of their more like rap-slash-hip-hop influenced songs such as Mr. Lonely. This band honestly has, I think, grown a ton, especially over the past two or three records. This was their eighth or ninth record.
Whoa. You might say it's overplayed, but I feel it still, you know?
Yeah, you can feel it still.
Yeah.
Such a catchy song. What actually makes this thing pretty unique and different, too, is lead vocalist John Gourley's high-range vocals. And it adds that cool kind of falsetto-y pop-type styling.
So besides the hit single, what other tracks do you recommend off of this record?
So for this record here, aside from their hit single, Feel It Still, Noise Pollution was actually their first single, and it really brings a neat alternative pop twist to something that is really honestly accessible and catchy and super hooky. Really, really great. Also, So Young, which grooves into more of a hip-hoppy, clean song. Honestly, one of my favorite bands, one of the best bands to see live as well. I highly recommend you check them out. They're coming to Vancouver February 2nd, 3rd.
Before we get to Travis's picks, we want to go over some honorable mentions. First up is Hot Thoughts by Spoon, Oxy Melody by Flaming Lips, Pure Comedy by Father John Misty, Drunk by Thundercat, Goodnight Tomorrow by Needles and Pins, Evil Against Evil by The Psychic Alliance, rest in peace, and Near to the Wild Heart of Life by Japandroids.
Now, Travis, what do you got for us?
All right, I think I got a couple picks you're going to like. I'm going to start off locally, Said the Whale, As Long as Your Eyes Were Wide. I've liked Said the Whale since Camilo the Magician came out in 2009. I heard it on the radio. I'm like, I like this. And then I kind of started listening to all that sort of indie music off the peak, you know, back in the day.
Before the peak was modern rock.
Mm-hmm. But, you know, since that album, you know, they kind of tapered.
Yeah, they dipped a little.
They dipped. It kind of just sounded like they were trying to chase the sound that people liked, and it didn't quite match up, but this album, they've really just matured a lot more as a band, I'd say. They lost a couple members.
Do you think that had a big impact on some of the different types of sounds? Because this record, I mean, listening back to it as well, I mean, it brings a lot more of a polished sound. It's no longer maybe indie rock. It's more of a rock meets alternative kind of pop. There's electronic inspired.
Definitely some more electronic feels in there. I agree with you there, Jaden. This album's just a lot more mature and emotional than some of their older stuff, with songs like Emily Rose and Miscarriage, which is such a personal and intimate song, and it's based off his own experiences.
Right.
And just like the balls it would take to
really
talk about that, sing about that.
Yeah, that's
put that out there.
That's something that I think a lot of artists don't get enough respect for overall, is that, you know, they'll write that great song and, you know, people dance to it or, you know, hum to it. But then when it comes to actually, you know, putting it all out on the table and into words, it's a lot more than what it seems to be by just giving something a first listen and being like, oh, hey, that's a catchy song, or that's not a catchy song. There's so much more involved when it comes to the artist and the songwriter themselves.
Yeah. And that's what I like about Cedewell, is they got the two songwriters with just completely different styles.
You do get a little bit of that contrast between the sadder, more darker tunes and the more upbeat and dancier type stuff too, right?
It's not all the sad songs on here, though. There's like a lot of happier, upbeat. It's more about like trying to get through the bad stuff that happens in life instead of just focusing and being sad.
And processing it and I mean, even using songwriting as a way to process through that, too, I think is super helpful. So what else do you like on this record?
I mean, I like the songs Beautiful Morning, I Will Follow You, and Emily Rose.
Nice.
They're all my top tracks. Check them out. It's going to be a Spotify playlist already out now.
Yeah. Check it out for sure. Said the Whale, As Long As Your Eyes Are Wide.
Great album.
So what's next, Travis?
Well, next is another local pick. I got Jordan Klassen with Big Intruder. He actually wrote, recorded, and produced the album.
Is this his first time producing the record and self-recording and stuff as well?
I don't know.
Awesome.
Didn't research that part. But maybe not.
Right, Jordan Klassen. All right.
Okay,
Big Jordan Intruder.
Klassen. You know, it's kind of its own sort of thing. Like, songs, it kind of draws from a whole bunch of different genres.
Just looking at the cover, too, with the intimate pose that he's doing in the turtleneck,
straight out of the 70s?
Yeah, straight out of the 70s, the shag carpet.
Mm-hmm.
What are some things you really like about this record?
Well, you know, it's got his falsetto singing for a lot of it, which is cool, and then he's put some interesting effects on a lot of the guitars and vocal work.
Right, production-wise,
it's pretty interesting. Like, the start of Your Cure has, like, a classical music string opening. It kind of sounds like you're at a wedding.
Right.
And then it just pretty much switches songs, but you don't notice.
Right, it transitions really well.
And he does that a couple times on the album.
Nice.
In a really cool way.
Some cohesiveness with it. What are some of the tracks that you like on this record?
Your Cure.
Yep.
Too Far Gone, Sylvia Plath Girl, Housefly. All good.
Yeah. You know? It's a few of them.
It's one of those albums, you listen to it more, you like it more.
Right.
Pretty much all albums, though.
Yeah, I think that's kind of the cool thing about listening to a record all the way through is that you kind of... the really good records, I think, you get to kind of live vicarious through that, through their experience or their themes of that certain record. And it sounds like Jordan Klassen does it well on this one here.
Mm-hmm. Well, I would say that.
Awesome. So what else is on the list?
Stars, their new album, There Is No Love in Fluorescent Lights. I didn't think I was going to like it, and then I listened to it.
And you liked it.
Yeah, I liked it. I liked it when I listened to it. It's super chill, super atmospheric, pop, electronic, kind of.
These guys kind of remind me of the French version of New Pornographers.
Yeah, they are from Montreal.
Yeah.
You know? So that works.
I remember seeing them, actually, and Said the Whale. Said the Whale opened for them back when I saw them at the Commodore quite a few years ago.
How are they live?
They're pretty amazing. They're a really good band. You know, they're in that 40, like late mid 30s to 40s kind of range.
Yeah, they've been around for a while.
They've definitely been around for a while. So what brought you to really putting this record on the list?
I mean, just the harmonies that the singers Amy Milan and Torkel Campbell have. That's complimentary voices, and they make some great harmonies, but they don't sound like they would.
Right, they've got some unique type of voices.
Almost kind of like July Talk, but different.
Right.
Very different.
Yes.
100% different.
So
not at all.
Yeah, and they actually had they went with a new producer on this album.
Nice.
Peter Kadis. He's worked a lot with The National and Interpol, and key tracks on there, Losing to You, Alone, and Wanderers, all worth checking out.
Right.
But...
little more of an 80s-inspired record, you would say?
Yeah, you know, lots of 80s stuff this year.
It's kind of what's in vogue right now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So next I got Bill and Joel Plaskett with their album Solidarity. Joel Plaskett's pretty cool. His dad's been around the block, and you can tell by his voice on the album. He's a lot older sounding, because he is, and it works. And, you know, it's a father and son kind of thing that isn't really addressed through the writing.
It's kind of rare now that I think about it. Like,
yeah.
like, I know, you know, Bob Dylan's still around, and his kid records music, but they've never done anything together, for example.
Yeah, no, it's really neat. It's kind of like, instead of each, like, collaborative, it's like kind of like 50-50, which I think would just make it easier.
Oh, so it's not like a duet album, it's...
No, they do, like, they'll sing backup on each other's tracks.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
Right? But then, it like, you can tell, like, each song is, like, their own kind of thing, just from the difference in styles. It's really, like, folk album. But then, like, with his dad, you get more, like, the 60s, 70s kind of folk, and then with him, you get the current folk.
Yeah.
And it just switches back and forth in a pretty cool way. The guitar works really good. Sounds very neat.
Any tracks that are particularly neat?
Oh, particularly neat? The Next Blue Sky, Blank Check, and The New California. Little hint. Yellowknife.
No, Yellowknife's New California.
Apparently.
I'll keep that in mind. Yeah. I mean,
only
I guess...
in July.
Yeah. I'll give it 50 years and it'll be the New California.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
All right. To wrap things up here, what have you got for your international pick?
International of the National.
Sleep Well Beast.
Sleep Well Beast.
You got it.
So good. I loved it.
Producer on this record, similar to...
Yeah, the Stars record.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, same producer. So I might just really like his production. Might just have to go back and listen to all that.
Look up the Peter Katus Discogs.
Mm-hmm.
So what did you enjoy about this record?
I mean, it's... I enjoyed everything on this record. It was just solid all the way through. I mean, my key tracks on this one are just like three tracks I picked pretty much.
Because you could have chosen them all?
I could have chosen them all.
A lot of good tracks on this record, I do have to admit.
Yeah, solid all the way through.
There's a little more of an up-tempo vibe to it, but still deep, dark, and and really yeah. brings you down into that overly introspective...
Does he still sound sleepy, the vocalist?
Not in some of the songs. It gets pretty angsty.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, it's kind of like the song Turtleneck is kind of like punk vibe because it's so short and it's just yelling and...
Oh, yelling.
Kinda.
Oh.
We'll have to show you the song. Yes. Or you'll have to check out our Pacific Sound Radio playlist.
On the playlist.
Mm-hmm.
Live now.
It's a pretty great playlist, you know. I've enjoyed all of your picks.
Me too.
Especially Ninja Spy.
I love Ninja Spy.
Mm-hmm. Especially that lobster.
Rock Lobster?
Yeah.
Yeah. Love that one.
So neat thing about this album.
Yeah, what's...
They recorded it in a bunch of different cities. Los Angeles, Paris, Berlin. But mostly in a barn in upstate New York, kind of in the middle of nowhere.
Ooh,
yeah.
Neat.
Just to get away from it all. And
that's pretty cool.
Yeah, no pressure.
You find a lot of... a lot more, I think, artists and bands are doing that now. Mm-hmm. Just escaping to the wilderness away from technology and cities and all that kind of stuff. Yeah,
that's the entire premise of the film Frank. If you haven't seen it, I think it's still on Netflix. It's
pretty
amazing.
Good. It's, cool. That's a good film.
I'll have to check it out.
So fucking good.
You saw these guys live. What were they like on the stage?
On the stage, it sounded pretty much exactly like their album in a good way. You know?
Nice. So they didn't just put their iPhone...
They didn't just play it, but their sound live and their sound recorded...
Very similar.
Very good. Very, very nice. I was in the very, very back row of the Queen Elizabeth Theater.
Always a lovely place to be.
Yeah. People in front of me are leaning forward so I can see.
Nice.
But it was nice.
Sweet.
It was a great show.
Awesome. And, so you mentioned your top tracks. What do you like about these tracks in particular? Just their kind of contrast? What,
I mean, Turtleneck breaks up the album really well because it's just so much more energetic.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Day I Die, super catchy.
Also, I believe their third or second single, maybe second single.
Mm-hmm. And Empire Line's just it's a hoot.
It's a hoot?
It's a hoot, you know?
Yeah. Love a hoot.
Love a hoot.
All
James,
right.
Do you like a hoot?
I do. I like he a loves hoot the and a hoot. Holler.
And,
I don't know if I'd go that far.
Yeah.
Whoa.
All right. Thanks for listening. This has been our Pacific Sound Radio Best of 2017 wrap-up, where we give unofficial picks, thoughts, loves.
Yeah. I know. What I like about this is it's not just the best. It's our favorites.
Yeah, kind of our favorites.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It's like our, hey, here's a place where hopefully, you know, you can get some insight on some cool stuff that we think is pretty okay. Mm-hmm. It's pretty all right.
Yeah.
It's pretty good.
It's okay.
It's all right. All right.
All right. James, you promised us a big announcement.
Oh, yeah, you did. So in the new year, Pacific Sound Radio is actually going to be changing formats from a podcast to a weekly radio show. We had the chance to get connected with Mark Brand, who is an entrepreneur and restaurant owner in Vancouver. Very well-known individual. He's hosted TED Talks in the city. One of his leading franchises is Save on Meats, and they are launching their own radio station out of the restaurant called Save on Radio. We don't have a firm date set, but sometime in early 2018, we will be joining the Save on Radio family. So we're all super excited. We think it's going to be a great way to produce more content more frequently. We'll be able to bring on more guests, and we'll be able to engage on an even broader level with more people and taking part in a bigger community in the new year. So we're super excited about that. Expect announcements
to follow.
To follow. To follow. Yes, thank you.
Yeah, and we're still going to be trying to release podcast-style stuff, but most of the attention's going to be on this weekly show.
Yeah, I mean, that being said, keep your eyes and ears out for additional podcast content.
We'll be posting updates over the next couple weeks, including the official launch date of the show. So definitely stay tuned, and thanks for listening.
If you enjoyed this podcast, you can follow us at Pacific Sound Radio on Facebook and on Instagram at Pacific Sound Radio, not to mention Twitter at Pacific S Radio. For new episodes and additional content, Pacific Sound Radio is available on YouTube and on our website at pacificsoundradio.com.